This is the Business Leadership Series Minute with your host, the best-selling author of Don't Buy a Duck and founder of MarketingStrategyHero.com, Derek Champagne.
Our guest today, I saw him at the Players Impact event in Nashville, Tennessee at the during the NFL draft, and was impressed with his product and reached out and wanted to learn more about him. And that's Matt Heider, the founder and CEO of Recoup Fitness. Matt, thanks for taking a few minutes with us today.
Thank you for having me. I appreciate it.
And another lesson that took me a long time to realize, because I liked making the product, I liked to create, but I wasn't necessarily interested in the building the leadership and the culture side of it. And I'm pretty honest about that, and I share that. I basically, after having 7 companies, woke up one day and had 2 bad realizations. One is, uh-oh, I'm a leader. Number 2, uh-oh, I'm an unintentional leader, because I don't feel like it. And so that's one reason we do this show. I went on a quest and said, well, you don't really have a choice, Derek. You cannot grow without having the right people, and you can't do that without building the right culture and understanding that part of it. So, you know, too bad. That's part of the gig. And so, you know, we start by loving creating and building and being visionaries, in quotes, but then there's a lot more to it. And for sustainability, you have to put the time into building those other parts of it. And it almost seems like building the product side and the all of that chain is sometimes almost easier in some ways than building the correct culture and the team to sustain it.
Yeah, absolutely. I agree 100%. And I think another hard problem is transitioning from a founder to a CEO. Mm. I think that is a huge problem that people don't talk about enough. Like, I'm living it now. I'm used to doing everything, and then I had to learn how to start delegating this stuff. And that's why it's so important to have a team that you can delegate to, that are smarter, way smarter than me, that achieve more things than I could. And it's proof with our numbers and who they are, but it's how your role changes of, like, you need to deal with the numbers more. You need to look at when a problem is going to occur. Like, knowing all of this type of stuff is very, very difficult. Hmm. And I think there's just not a lot about it. And I think it's a big problem why startups start failing when they get into the money and raises like that we're entering. And I created my own little CEO school of 10 to 15 mentors that all bring in different backgrounds of all aspects of business. And it's been one of the most amazing changes in my life, and still going through it. And I will be probably until Recoup sells, but I'm enjoying every second. Like, I get to learn some amazing stuff. And
really wise that you're doing that. Yeah. Very wise that you're doing that.
It's difficult. And I just think a lot of founders don't really understand how it is to be a CEO. Like, I don't even like to classify myself as a CEO yet, because I still have so much further to go and so much further to learn what this new role is for me and how my life is changing towards this.
Derek Champagne here, inviting you to visit DerekChampagneMastermind.com. This is a special invitation-only group for small business owners who need help with accountability and growth and working through upper limit challenges.